And Mel, I heard that there's been severe drought here in recent years. So what's going on here on Norfolk Island in terms of the rainfall?
I think what's going on is it's a really good example of climate change in action. Norfolk Island has many, many, many years, hundreds of years of historical data on climate here. And what we know for certain is that the last 20 years here have been the hottest and driest in history, pretty much. So there's a trend for decreasing rainfall. The rainfall has definitely decreased by 100 mils in the last 20 years, which is significant. And the rain that we're getting is coming in more waves of rainfall.
And Joel, you've spent your life here, haven't you? So last year was very, very dry, wasn't it? Was it the driest that you can remember in your lifetime?
Yeah, certainly. We've had droughts over the years before, but last year's event was unprecedented. It rarely looks dry here on Norfolk Island. Usually we'd get about 1,200 mils of rain a year, and as Mel suggested, that's been declining year on year for the last 20 years. So the water table's been dropping. People's wells have been drying up or indeed becoming brackish as salt water infiltrates them. And it was the first time that we've actually called on Australian Resources for a desalination plant to come and set up here, which was run pretty much constantly while it was here on the island to try and top up people's water tanks. Because we don't have a mains supply of water, we don't have enough land to have a dam as such. So people are very much in the habit of conserving water. Everything we have is tank water. So everybody's roofs have gutters on them and it's all just tank water. There are some bores on the island, but they're getting lower and lower because there's not the infiltration from regular rainfall. So the pressure's on and it's really put a lot of people into action to install new water tanks as well. So we've seen a huge amount of water tanks being installed in the last 12 months, even 2 years, because people realise that they just don't have the consistent rainfall that they've been able to rely on.
And is that having an impact on the vegetation? Because, of course, this is, you know, a semi-tropical island, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Through the drought last year, we lost, I mean, you can't actually quantify the amount of seedlings that would have sprouted and then died off, but the forest was drooping, all the leaves were dropping, grass all around the island in the places where there's paddocks for feeding the cattle, it was just brown. It was quite a catastrophic scene for Norfolk Island. And so, yeah, we would have lost a lot of things, both vegetation and some of our endemic things like snails are under pressure. There's a lot of things that it impacts.
Joel Christian with Mel and Pauline, who will join us again on Norfolk next week in The Science Show on RN.